Blog Talk Radio.
Flavor News with Lady Flavor. This is DeLon from All Media Artists, and you're in for a big treat. Today's show is dedicated to the diversity of talent on allmediaartists.com. You'll hear some great music from some great artists. So sit back and enjoy. And now here is your host, Lady Flavor.
And blessings, and welcome to the All Media Artist Features. Tonight, as you know, every Wednesday we get together where I feature a variety of tracks from artists that you can find over at the All Media Artist website during the first hour. And then during the second hour, I have a featured guest that is also an artist from the All Media Artist website. And I'm really, really excited to have my girl Epiphany Castro on tonight as my featured guest. She is an amazing spoken word artist and singer. And, you know, honestly, this is exciting for me because I've never had Epiphany on my show. I've known her for years, maybe since 2007, if not before. And it's just been an exciting journey to kind of sit back in the wings and watch how she has progressed as an artist and, you know, weathered many storms. And so I look forward to her sharing her story and, of course, sharing her flavor. But in the meantime, I'm going to jump into some tracks of the artists that you can find over at the All Media Artist website. And I'm going to start out tonight's show with a track by Chuck Eaton, and this is called Lights.
The moon. The moon and the stars, they are looking at me, they are looking at me. I am crying down here, and they are there watching me. I ask the questions and no one answers me. Just keep on shining. I need help, but no one cares. Just light the night while all my life is so dark. All my life is so dark. Waiting for the sun. Waiting for the sun. Now it's there. They're watching me. With its rising rays, Mr. King passes over me. It doesn't matter if I am alone. Just heats the world while all my life is so cold. All my
Pieces by Chuck Eden out of Brazil, and it is called Lights, and I believe it actually is the title track to one of his albums. Now I want to play a piece, and I'm going to say this is a special piece for Therese and myself. This is created by a dear, dear friend of ours, Stephen Jerome Ferguson, who is another amazing jazz artist that you can find over on the All Media Artists website. He said that he thought about us when he was creating this particular track, especially because I was struggling one day in doing one of my radio shows. Funny thing is, it's called Chair Dancing, and this is Stephen Jerome Ferguson. We were just listening to Chair Dancing by Stephen Jerome Ferguson, another artist that you can find over on the All Media Artists website. And that particular piece is off of his new album, which is called Windows to the Soul. Now, if you don't know anything about All Media Artists, I suggest that you go over there and check them out. It's an amazing site for a variety of independent artists. Actually, all genres are welcome. And all art forms are welcome over there. They've done some tweaking. They've really, really worked on this site to make it user-friendly and also just a very professional, fun site for the artists to become a part of, but also to be able to use as a tool to market themselves out there on the Internet. So go check them out at www.allmediaartists.com. And if you can hear some banging in the background, I do have my co-host, Ms. Kimora, who's with me tonight. So we'll just see how she acts, but maybe she thinks that she's got some drums right now. So with that said, I'm going to find a song. Let's see what can I cover up her noise with. I'm going to play a piece by Cat Orlando, and this is called Party Line Operator 9. Line Operator 9 by Cat Orlando, and you can find Cat and her husband Larry performing all over the Detroit, Michigan area. Now I'm going to take you down to California and play a piece by Matt Cusin, and this is called Take Me Along.
Take me anywhere you before the moment's gone. Let's never say never, babe. Let's just say forever and walk away. Think of all the things we didn't say. So much we wanted to do. So before the night is through, it's gotta make you and me much more than a memory. Never be thought of you. A heart in my hands is for you. And I feel there's so much more I can do. So won't you just take me along?
That was Take Me Along by Matt Cusin. You know what? Let me take you down to Texas. I got to play my boy. I miss him being on the shows from time to time when he can. He stops in, but I'm going to play Happy Home by DeLon. That was Happy Home by DeLon out of Houston, Texas. Again, I want to welcome everybody to the All Media Artist Features. Tonight, my special guest during the second hour is my girl, Epiphany Castro, an amazing spoken word artist and singer. And I cannot wait for you to experience her if you have never experienced her before. Epiphany and I go back a long way. So, you know, we've got some history together. We've experienced each other in different ways. And again, this is really an exciting time for me to be able to have my sister come on this show tonight. She is also a Blog Talk radio show host. She has an amazing show every Saturday. I believe it's at noon Pacific Standard Time at Epiphany's house. And so, you know, she does the same thing over there, featuring amazing talents from across the United States and around the world, along with, you know, opening it up sometime for open mic. And one of the artists that she had on her show just recently is an artist that you can find here at the All Media Artists, well, not features, but the All Media Artists website. And I'm going to play a piece by Monica Monet, and I'm so excited because I've got some things in the works to try to get Monica Monet up here to perform with Black Stacks, and it's pretty exciting. So anyway, I am going to play a piece by Monica Monet, which is called Home.
Mama home.
home.
All right, that was my girl Monica Monet with her piece called Home. Now I'm going to take you back out to Detroit and play a piece by a dear friend of mine, and this is John D. Green Sr., and I'm going to play Melodocracy. That was Melodocracy by John D. Green Sr. out of Michigan. You know, at heart, John is a musician, composer, singer, songwriter, but these days acting's been keeping him very, very busy, and he's been working on two films and cannot wait to see him on the big screen. It's so, so very exciting, and, you know, he's got a great story. He's really got a great story, you know, of how he's just out there, you know, making his world work as an artist. So I'm going to take you over to the UK and play a piece by one of our favorite, and this is Cashie Keegan, and then I'm going to play Serenity.
Thank you.
windows light the dark as the sun comes shining through. And I feel so safe holding you in my embrace. Your love restores my faith as my troubles melt away. I feel serenity. Your love fills me with peace. As the sun goes down, I thank God that you're around. You're a blessing so profound. You take me to my higher ground, and I feel serenity.
Beautiful piece is called Serenity by Kashi Keegan out of the UK. You know, there's an artist in the chat room. He is just a trip. Can I just say that Terrell K is just a trip? But you know what? When I had him on my show, I believe it was last month, I found out that he really, really, really deep down inside is a very, very endearing soul. And so I want to play a piece by Terrell, and this is called Chocolate Covered Strawberries featuring Delicia Harper.
Hey, how you doing? I just saw you walking by and I just had to speak.
Okay.
Excuse me, well, what's your name?
Angie.
Oh, yeah, I like that. It suits you well. It suits you well.
Thank
so,
you.
Where are you headed to?
School.
Okay, I'm going that way too.
All right.
Mind if we talk for a while?
No.
I just want to get to know you a little better. Okay, I feel you, I feel you. Like, wow, you're stunning. I've never seen a beauty like yours before. My hotel room's waiting with chocolate-covered strawberries and rose petals on the floor. Just lay there, baby, and let me tell you things to get you all excited. Allow me into that special place. Openly invited. Just give me a little while and I promise I won't be too long. Let's do what lovers do despite you knowing it's wrong. See, baby, I've got needs. Well, actually, they're wants. So to meet them, I entice you with sensual teas and taunts. See, I can do the dance. I wink and I flirt. Got to get what I want and even faking would work. So who knows what things I might say? You could be fragrance free and I'll belt out, you sure smell good today. I'll take you out to dinner and to a movie and enjoy a laugh, just to get a taste of the benefits your marital mate should have. Let's get close, closer. Now that's as close as you get. Now it seems I purposely make you upset. I don't have to work hard, your desires made it easy. But I tell you, this separation is not about you, because it's about me. And in actuality, it is, because I've gotten what I've desired. The thrill is gone, and what I felt has expired. So I leave a piece of me with you lying there all alone. Now the next one has to chip away at your heart of stone. It's their turn to work through the hurt and pain your heart carries. Wait a minute, I see my next victim. Excuse me, do you like chocolate covered strawberries?
Sometimes there can be some great, great messages and pieces that, you know, come my way through the artists that you can find, especially over at the All Media Artists website. And that was Terrell K with his piece called Chocolate Covered Strawberries. And, you know, like I said, right now he's in the chat room talking mess. But when I had him on the show, I just really, really came to have a great, great respect for this man. And can I just tell you, his mama, his auntie, his uncle, his sister, I mean, we had the whole family on the show. So, Terrell, you just really, really, really need to stop. I want to play a piece by another artist who's very, very supportive of who I am and all the shows that I do. He is also a member over at the All Media Artists website. And I just recently also featured him, and this is Brian Jett, and I'm going to play a piece called Hang Tough. Thank you. That beautiful piece is called Hang Tough by Brian Jett out of Kentucky. Now I'm going to jump over to Germany and play a piece by Steve Snyder, and this is called Lifetime and Beyond.
Though we ever ups and downs, but somehow through it all, you keep me around, you catch me when I fall. And I can't think of anything that I would rather do. So hold me close and hold me tight. No matter what, I love you. So love me with your sweetness through the night. Through the pain, through the heartache, I still believe in our love. A love that'll last forever. A love that'll last for long. A love that'll last a lifetime and beyond. You're the rock I need to lean on. My light when I can't see. You hold me when I'm tumbling. Girl, you mean so much to me. And I can't think of anything that I would rather do. So hold me close and hold me tight. No matter what, I love you. So love me with your sweetness through the night. Through the pain, through the heartache, I still believe in our love. A love that'll last forever. A love that'll last for long. A love that'll last a lifetime and beyond. When I look into your eyes and deep into your soul, you don't need to say a single word, 'cause I already know. You're the one that I've been waiting for so long. For a love that lasts a lifetime and beyond. Through the pain, through the heartache, I still believe in our love. A love that'll last forever. A love that'll last for long. Love that'll last a lifetime and beyond. A love that'll last forever. A love that'll last for long. A love that'll last a lifetime and beyond. Yeah.
That was Steve Snyder from all the way over there in Germany with his piece, A Lifetime and Beyond. I just like to give a taste of the variety of talents that you can find over at the All Media Artist during the first hour. And again, if you're not familiar with the All Media Artist website, I really, really highly suggest that you go check it out. Check it out even while you're listening to this show. You go to www.allmediaartist.com and you can find a variety of talents over there. All independent artists, it is open for all types of art forms and all genres. And if you have any questions, you know, just contact Therese over there, and she will definitely walk you through it and, you know, welcome you over there. And if you are a fan of independent artists, you know, come join me over there. I'm a fan. I'm not an artist. I'm just a radio show host and, you know, supporter of underground independent artists. I wave my leopard pom-poms for y'all all the way from Seattle, Washington. There is a caller that's been on the line for a minute, so let me bring them in before I bring in my featured guest tonight, who is Epiphany Castro. But let me bring in the first caller. Caller from the 252 area code, you're on the All Media Artists Features.
Yes, hi. My name is Eleanor. And,
Eleanor?
Yes.
Okay. Welcome, Eleanor.
Thank you. Thank you. And I just want to say that so far I've enjoyed the music that I've heard.
All right. Thank
you
so much for listening.
Yeah. I don't know how much longer I'll, you know, stay here, but I did want to get in and let you know that I was here.
And where are you calling from, Eleanor?
I'm calling from North Carolina, Greenville,
North Carolina. Greenville, North Carolina. Okay. And how's the weather out there?
Hot, hot, hot.
Is it?
Yes, sweltering.
I have a secret to tell you, Eleanor. Mm-hmm. Once upon a time, I was just in love with this soldier, just in love with him. And he's from Greenville, North Carolina.
Oh, no.
So, his mom is out there. So anyway, just, you know, I just thought I'd put this on my business.
Put
right. it out there.
All right. All right. You go. Okay.
Anyway, so how did you find out about the show, Eleanor?
Well, I saw it advertised. Your advertisement
okay.
caught my eye.
Okay.
That you had posted, you know, the little flyer, whatever
yes.
that was. It was
right.
nice. I liked that. And then, and then I looked on the, I was looking on the page, and then Stephen Ferguson
mm-hmm.
had left a message. He
okay.
posted the message too, and I said, "That's
uh-huh.
right," you know, because I kept getting the time confused, and I said,
okay.
"Oh no, it's 9 o'clock Eastern, so let me call in," you know.
Right.
Okay.
I'm so glad that you did. So are you an artist?
No, my daughter is,
no, you're just,
but I'm not.
Okay. Okay. So then now the next question would be, are you a fan of Stephen Jerome Ferguson?
Yes.
Okay. I'm a fan of his, too.
Yes.
I'm up here in Seattle, Washington, waving my leopard pom-poms for Stephen Ferguson. So if you have not purchased, you know, his new CD, Windows to the Soul, Eleanor, you need to purchase it. Cause
I have it.
Oh, you have it? Isn't it beautiful?
It is. Yeah, I support him. I think since I've been on him, which is over a year, I think every
okay.
blog radio he's been on, blog talk radio, I just put that in there.
There you go, Stephen.
Yep.
Thank you so much. Eleanor came to the show because she saw you post. I know it wasn't because of me. She came because of you, Stephen. So thank you so much, my friend, because now we got a new fan, Miss Eleanor. Oh, girl,
yes.
Thank you so much for tuning in and, you know, and raising your hand, because what a pleasure to be able to hear your voice and get to know you, and I hope that you'll come back to, you know, future All Media Artist shows and
I sure
any
will.
Of my radio shows.
As long as you just post it so
okay.
I can read it somewhere, you know.
Okay.
Okay.
We will do just that. So I'm going to put you back on hold, Eleanor, and you're free to stay on as long as you want and can to listen to the show, but I want to bring on my featured guest tonight,
okay.
who is Epiphany
no
Castro.
Problem. And thank
All right.
You
thank you so much.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, Ms. Kimura. So can you hear my co-host in the background? She's, you know, went from wanting to play drums or something like that to, I don't know, opening drawers. Maybe that's a new type of music. So let me bring in my featured guest tonight, who is, again, Miss Epiphany Castro. All right, my sister, your line is open. Welcome to the All Media Artist Features.
Namaste, Lady Flavor. How are you?
I'm so excited about having you on this show. You know, in the conversations we've been having the last couple of days, I'm like, you know, which direction should I go with Epiphany? She's always on the radio, just like I am, and you're, you know, one of those internet radio stars, you know, out there. And so I'm like, okay, what can we really, really talk about, you know,
Lord.
Tonight? So I'm... Because you got so much going on, so much going on. And we did have another caller. I hope the caller from the 859, please feel free to call back. And if you're wanting to talk to Epiphany or if you're wanting to say hello, please call back and I will definitely bring you in. So Epiphany, you know, you and I, we go way back. You know, I was
yeah.
trying to think, was it like 2007?
It's been a long time. It's been like 5 years or 6 years. Yeah, I've known you a minute. Yeah.
I know.
We're
it
old,
it kind of
old acquaintances and friends. Yep.
Definitely. You know, I met Epiphany here, just right here on Blog Talk Radio, you know, following the different open mic shows and things. And she
and
I, you know, have been...
And MySpace.
Yeah. Oh, MySpace, correct. That's right. I, know,
yep.
I forgot
yep.
about MySpace. Who uses MySpace anymore?
a lot of people are returning now. A lot of people, you know, I've never deleted my accounts there. They're still there.
Right.
I just don't really tend to them that much.
Right.
I'm going to have to remember my password for my regular account. I better go in there and do some work. I don't know.
Right. And I'll be honest, I have my page over there still, and I was just talking about this. I think it was today or yesterday. I really need to update it because I don't really know even how, like, old the information is on my on my MySpace page. So,
yeah,
I need to get over there and update that.
Mm-hmm.
And I did see that there are some artists that are, you know, jumping back on the MySpace bandwagon. That's probably because you can kind of fix your page to be fun over there and you know, in promoting yourself as an artist.
You can list your tracks and things like that, you know. There's some things about MySpace that I always liked, you know. I like how you could list your tracks. You know, I don't know, it was more personal. You know, you could personalize your page. So,
right.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. Who knows? We'll see what happens. Who knows? Thank you for having
so
me.
So, I know that.
Please.
You know, Epiphany, I'm just really excited. You know, I've been kind of sitting in the wings, paying attention to what you've been doing and, you know, the amazing work that you've been putting out. And I know I had said to you, you know, Epiphany, I kind of wanted to talk about the fact that, you know, I consider you an emotional artist. And, you know, I was trying to make that very clear that this is not like a put down or whatever. And the reason why I call you an emotional artist is because you tend to write pieces depending on what you're feeling at a moment. And I think that's what draws people into you is because you share of yourself in that way that it's almost like, okay, is she telling my story too? You know, and things, and it's like, you know, it's like, it's almost like you're sharing, you know, thoughts that maybe we don't necessarily dare to say.
Possibly, you know, really, I'm not always speaking about what I'm thinking about at the moment. A lot of my words are reflections or observations, but I'm able to internalize it and make it appear current, you know. So I think that that's why, you know, I was talking to Ms. Luna, and he told me there was a track of mine that he took. I think his words was, "I took that shit personal." So that's the shit that personal. And wait, she's not talking to me. You know, I was like, well, you know, if that's the case, then I did my job. That's okay.
Sure.
That's okay. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
So what
I like to think that it's approachable stuff. You know, there I can sort of relate to. You know, I'm a love poet for the most part.
Right.
You know, so
everybody
can relate to love. What's more important?
Well, of course they can. Of course.
Yes.
So how come you didn't really send me any love pieces then?
I did.
Which one's a love piece?
Give me which a one name. I sent Teresa the entire album.
Oh, well, you know what? My bad. My bad. Okay.
I sent her the entire album.
I opened your emails, Epiphany.
Okay.
So that's my bad, is I didn't open Teresa's. I opened yours. So
okay,
I uploaded the ones that you
had
sent.
I mean, say it is a love piece. Say it is a love. I mean, all of them really have to do with love. Now, I didn't say that everything I write about is flowers and hearts and lollipops and love.
Right.
Sometimes it's the challenges of love or the bridges of love or the bridges burst from love, but it's all rooted in love. You feel me? So,
I feel you. Right.
Yeah.
I get you. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
I think the only album, I think two tracks on my album are not about love. Nigga is not about love, and Plastic is not about love.
No?
But everything, but everything else is rooted in love in some fashion or another.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, one of the things that I love about your style, Epiphany, is that And I think this is, you know, a few people when I had my open mics at Flavor Coffee House here in Seattle, they tried it, but not to really any extent. But the thing that I love about you, and especially like, you know, Lyrical Disciple, is the fact that you guys have amazing singing voices that you incorporate into spoken word.
Oh, thank you.
I believe that you started out as a singer, correct?
Yes, you are correct. Mm-hmm.
I sang since I was a little tiny kid
in the children's choir. When I was like 4 years old, my grandmother took me to church and said my granddaughter can sing. And put me in the children's choir. So, okay. That just started a lifelong love affair with music, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, music and singing is my first love. And so I would be remiss to not incorporate it in my work. Although on this album, I only sang on one piece, whereas with my last album, I sang on like six pieces, you know.
Okay.
But this album was more of a concept. And, you know, I really wanted it to be a very concise project. And I thought that if the piece warranted and lent itself to singing, I would. And if it didn't, then I wouldn't, you know. And so I didn't hear it. When I was writing these pieces, when I was recording, I didn't hear any singing on any of them except for, well, you know, sort of a lie. I sang on Mood Ring. And Plastic, even though it's not really a love piece, I sing spit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of an interesting. It's a very kind of churchy sounding piece, but the content is absolutely not churchy.
Right. So then you transitioned into like doing spoken word at what point in your life as an artist?
Well, I took a break. I was in many, many bands. I worked as a session singer. That's how I made my living. And then I got married, and I had a baby and started a family and went back to school and got my teaching credentials. And I sort of just, you know, decided I wasn't an artist anymore, that I was just a mom and a mom and a teacher and a wife. And I felt like something was missing, so I started writing poetry. And I was writing it in its written form. And then one day after I wrote a book, a little book of poetry, I decided I got an invite randomly to spit on a show on Blog Talk Radio. And so I did. And the first time I spit, the very next day, Max Parthas called me and said, "You have something really special. Please let me help you." And I was like, what? I'm a paper poet. I've never been on a stage and performed poetry. I mean, I've been on many stages and sang. And so that's where it began. And of course, there were many other people who helped me along the way, Sean Bay and many other people, you know, who lent themselves to me the next level, who encouraged me to get on a stage and perfect my performance as a spoken word artist, not just reading from a piece of paper, because I truly believe there's a difference.
Right.
So that was how it happened, pretty much. And, you know, and I never looked back. And I knew that when I went into doing performance poetry that I was going to always incorporate singing, because it's just part of what I do. And I know that the kind of work I do is not the most popular work. I know that I don't spit fire, you know, I'm not the aggressive, revolutionary, socially conscious, you know, really aggressive sounding kind of artist, but that's okay. I can live with that. I can live with that because I feel like if I was to try to do anything different, then I would be a liar. And I'm not a liar.
Well, you know, I think that the beauty of art is that, you know, there's just so many ways of expressing. And I think that the ones that just stay true to themselves and their own, you know, flavor, you know, I think that's just what really, really works. And I've always had a great respect for you and your style over all of these years. And I have to tell you, Epiphany, it's like maybe I should have you come by the show more frequently because you know, some of our families in the chat room that goes way, way back, like Spicy and, you know, Niecy and stuff. And I'm just like, you know, and they're you know, two, you know, other poets that I have a love and respect for, you know, and it's like going back, you know, let's have a family reunion now that Epiphany's here on the show. But I have had, you know, a great respect for you, you know, over the years. I kind of fell back from.
As I have for you.
Right. So, it's great.
We have a very, very, very good mutual friend. The threads to tie. I have to give a big shout out to the beautifully talented, gifted, wonderfully, I can't say enough about him, but who I speak of course, Son of Man. And that's a very, very good mutual friend of Lady Flava and I, and he's like a brother to me. I will cut you over Son of Man and take no prisoners. It really is true. I love him. Sunshine, I call him. Yeah.
Well, you know, I agree. I miss him. And, you know, there was a point when Sun and Sankara came out here to Seattle and spent a couple weeks with me. And, you know, that was just, and, he, you know, I consider him like a son, you know, so just kind of watching him evolve. But there's nobody who writes like Sun. And, you know, and I've sat and I've witnessed him, like, write, you know, in 5 minutes, you know, right in front of my face. I'm like, how do you do this? Because, you know, we've heard people over the years talk about the fact that he can do it, you know, on a moment's notice. But he's amazing. So, yes, he is a mutual thread that, you know, just kind of, you know, there's this family. Again, I mean, some of the family Epiphany is here tonight, so that's so exciting for me.
Yeah.
But you know what? I want to jump into start, you know, sharing some of your flavors. So I'm actually going to go back a bit, and I'm going to play a piece that's called Eclipse, and this is by Epiphany.
Oh! Wow!
Eclipse. Eternity is a very long forever, but I will wait even as each second apart splits me as 1,000 razor-like swords impale my heart. I can wait, my love, for the despair is only a momentary distraction, a mere fraction of what is to come. For when we lay, the deepness of you envelops me with such incredible intensity. It is what it is meant to be. All ablaze with the inescapable hunger for one another. Tasting, yes. Smelling, yes. Touching, yes. You are, oh yes, soft, yet commanding, beckoning my spirit to join yours in our personal nirvana. Gazing upon me with half moon, half lies, half truth. But go ahead. Go ahead and lie to me, I beg of you, because your body is full of honesty anyway. Even when you try to deny what is laid upon your precious feet, you have your tail, a dead giveaway that resides in the burrows of your inside, surfacing only when the moon is wide and incandescent. And my sun descends. It is what we know. It is our eclipse. We meet and dance, a lover's dance and trance with the knowledge of each other's every curve, of one another's body's sweetness on demand. Interlocking hands, moist lifelines intertwine and clasp, reading our destiny through our palms. Pressed upon one another's, our future is certain and uncertain at the same time. I see my reflection in your eyes. I am your angel, eternally watching over you, bringing you into light. And this thing we have liquefies all doubt and insecurity. So I sleep on a clean conscience of a pillow each and every night. We uplift one another, feeding our soul, two halves making us whole, driven by the mercy of the great universe. She wouldn't dare tear us from one another, not now, not yet, not welcome your kisses, the one that never touched my lips. For I know each night our eclipse is inevitable. Hugo once said that the clouds are the only birds that never sleep. I disagree, my dear celestial twin. We two never sleep, for we are filled with constant thoughts of one another, filled with the luster of the shining invisible. Carnality that seeps into my solar-filled days and your lunar soft nights. Yet, that is not all, see, for I belong to you, and you belong to me. And when you proclaimed it was official and tattooed your name on my heart, I was gone. If you never uttered another word, I would still be so satisfied. This is our story, the story of us. Let the pages turn as the wind carries us to our next chapter, and we'll go.
By my featured guest tonight, Epiphany Castro. So, Epiphany, you laughed when I decided to play this particular piece.
I did.
What was that all about?
That track is so special to me. It is really, it was the first track that was done on that album. And, of course, the great Sandra St. Victor sang on it. So I just giggle every time I hear it, you know, because I really am very proud of that track. And, you know, I haven't listened to it in a really long time. I don't really listen to my work. So I hear it when other people play it or things like that. But I don't even think I have a copy of Soul Flower to my name. It's in my computer and stuff, but I don't listen to it.
Oh, really?
I don't listen to my work. There's too many other people that are way doper than me that I could be listening to.
That's funny because, you know, I was going to ask, do you ever just, like, sit back and listen, you know, to your pieces? Or how does it feel, you know, to hear yourself?
I listen to it when I'm recording it, getting it together, producing it, you know, things like that. But once it's out, that's it. It's a wrap. I don't listen to it. You know, I'll listen to it maybe on my iPod when I'm rehearsing it, but I don't. I don't like, ooh, let me play my album. You know, there's far too many other things to listen to. I'm not gonna listen to me. You know.
No, I understand. But you know, I guess for me, it's just being a fan. I think that you're amazing, and I think that particular piece is very, you know, is very powerful. And again, you know, it we as the listeners, as the fans, as we experience, you know, the art of you amazing, talented people out there, you know, where you might be going in one direction, you know, depending on our moods when we experience you, it may take us somewhere else, you know. But I think that's the beautiful thing about art, is that it is in the interpretation of the one who's receiving, you know, so...
I'm eternally grateful for that track. I do love that one. It's probably my favorite from that album. I have a close second, but that one is very special because Sandra St. Victor is my favorite singer. I mean, imagine your favorite singer coming to you and saying, "Can I sing on your album?" your favorite singer in the whole wide world. And you're like, "What?" So, and I'm like, Are you crazy? Yeah. Of course you can. You can do whatever you want. You're Sandra St. Victor. You know, so yeah. Thank you for playing that. That was awfully sweet of you. Thank you.
I didn't know that it was going to move you so much. I just knew that it was something that I really loved and appreciated. So, hey, I'm glad it, you know, it kind of tickled your fancy too. But, you know, Epiphany, you know, we go back and we talk about the fact how you started as a child singing and then, you know, how it just kind of evolved and you've traveled, you know, as a singer, you have sung in a variety of venues and with a variety of people and all, and then you kind of moved into being the spoken word artist and, you know, kind of getting your start, right, on going to the different blog talk radio shows and sharing of yourself that way. And then, you know, here you are now, you know, fast forwarding. I kind of got that from you, huh? Isn't that what you're saying?
Fast forward. Yeah, I go rewind and fast forward. Yeah, I do.
Anyway, but you know.
I'm in the age of a cassette. Yeah.
But, you know, fast forwarding, you know, here it is now. I mean, you've been on you've had your radio show for a couple of years now. You know, you've got.
3 years. 3 years.
Wow. Wow, that's amazing. And then, you know, and a very popular show, you know, and a lot of people from around the world just love, you know, coming to your show and experiencing it to then, you know, now with your CDs out and what did you do today, Epiphany? Do you care to share?
I spent the day shooting my very first real video, not a slideshow, not a picture video. I shot with a cinematographer, and it was amazing. It was astounding, and I was so happy. So that's what I did today, and it went much faster than I thought, actually. It took some time, because of the nature of this video, it took the time that it would take for a photo shoot, really. And I'm very, very, I have a lot of photo shoots. I'm very accustomed to that. But, yeah, that's what I did all day. I shot my video for Apologies.
And so, you know, I knew that after we talked, you know, this afternoon, that it was just it felt like a very productive, but something just felt very fulfilling about your day and what took place in that. You just, you know, there was an excitement about your tone, but also a peace about it, and I really, really enjoyed hearing that.
Thank you. Me too. I have, like, a few, like, little stepping stones that occur, and when they do occur, it just means the world to me, because I see that what I've done has not been a waste, you know?
Sure.
And I'm always thinking, my brain works. I always tell people nothing I do is random. I don't ever just do anything willy-nilly. I sit and think and think and think and bounce ideas off of other people who are far more wiser than me, like Sean Bain, you know, and a gang of other people. And I thought and I thought. And I had a very nice conversation with my friend Natalie the Flowicist. And you know, she's like, go, you've got to do a video. You got to do a real video. Go do a real video. And I'm like, okay. So I did. And I did it on my terms. I did it on my terms. And that was what I liked. You know, I had my hand in it. I did the storyboard. I designed what I wanted to present, how I wanted it to look. You know, I did something almost unheard of, which is I had it shot in black and white. You know, and, you know, because I'm not concerned with bells and whistles and trickery, you know. I'm not a rapper. I don't need shots of me on a yacht, you know, in the club with holding a bottle of Hennessy. I don't need to do that, you know. I want my words to speak for themselves, you know, and I just want very, very clean, beautiful imagery. And so I had a gang of directors in line to work with, but this one for this project at this moment was the best one, the best choice for right now. I actually am shooting another video July 4th with another cinematographer and director, and then I'm going to go to Los Angeles and shoot with another one at the end of the summer. So, yeah, I better get used to this, huh?
Well, yeah, but you know what, I think that you are just, you know, going right into it, just smoothly, you know, and graciously, and I think that you got a little bit of child in you, like you're, you know, getting excited about it too, so, you know, No shame.
I could barely sleep last night. It was like Christmas Eve. You know, it was like Christmas Eve,
okay.
And I think I slept maybe 3 hours, and then I got up, and I was getting all my stuff together to go to the shoot, and, you know, people were like, oh, my God, are you going to wear one of those fabulous dresses from your design? And I'm like, nope. You know? I think this video is going to be a really different look. It's something that people will not expect, you know. It's not like I have this premise, let me go into projects and try to give people things and surprise people. I don't. I really don't. But I do think I like to surprise myself. I like to surprise myself with things that perhaps I didn't think of initially to do and try to do it a different way, work with somebody in a different way. Like I have Ms. Lunar right now is doing a remix from my album, and it's like ridiculously different from anything you've ever heard from me. You will not believe it's me, you know. And he's lent himself, he's lent his voice to it as well. So it's a little remix from a track from my album, and that's the video I'm shooting July 4th. Yeah. So, you know, I like to surprise me.
Well, I cannot wait for this video to come out. I mean, it's just everything that you've got going on is so very, very exciting. But, you know, I want to give a shout-out to and much love and respect to Shambe. You know, it's very
always
special to have Shambe in the chat room and have him come out. He's kind of like the daddy of the spoken word artist, and everybody has such a great...
I don't know if he wants to be called daddy. That's
no,
what
I know.
Seem.
Okay,
oh.
Shambe,
I
apologize.
He's the brother.
Okay, but you know, Shambe, you know what I mean, though. It's a great respect that we as fans and the spoken word artists and musicians. He said, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
stupid.
Can we call you a mentor? Okay, I didn't mean to call you daddy. You know,
well,
but it was out of respect. You know, so
well,
anyway,
Shambe has been my mentor for about 4 years. Go sit down, Shambe Harris.
Okay, he's like, no titles.
Shambe,
okay, no titles. Okay. Quiet storm, come up with something
to call
Shambe.
He's great.
Okay.
He's fabulous.
Shambe,
he's
if you don't know Shambe is the mentor of, you know, spoken word artists. And right now I can kind of feel him playing some drums in the background. But anyway.
You gotta play a djembe drum, though, honey, not just any drum. It must be a djembe drum. Stop playing. He's very specific.
Well, you know, Shambe, I'm not an artist.
Beautiful human beings ever. He's a beautiful man.
I understand, Shambe, that you know you want to be seen at the same level as other artists. I'm not an artist, so you know I'm gonna just go and put you up there. Okay?
I am, and I would say that we are still not in the same league as him. So whatever,
right.
He can, you know, he's humble and all that, and that's a beautiful thing. But you know, it is what it is. The truth, you know, the truth speaks volumes.
The truth
speaks volumes, and it is what it is. So he should just accept his place and know that he's alive, and that we admire, respect, and support, and are grateful to him. Now, that said, I know him, and believe me, I know him very well. He's going to say, stop talking about me. So I'm going to stop talking.
So I'm going to just move on to Quiet Storm. I have to give much love and respect to Quiet Storm. He is part of the original family from back in the day, and Quiet Storm is one of the artists that I know in person and has performed on my stage out here in Seattle.
Yes.
Now, I know that there are people here that are supporting you, and they're not people that I'm familiar with, but One Love and
Candy
Acid Rain and Lyrical Toy, you know,
woo!
Much respect to all of you for coming out today.
She is
so
astounding. Woo! It don't get too much doper than Candy Acid Rain. Trust me when I tell you. Everything she's really the true alchemist, because everything she touches turns to gold. Trust me.
Okay. All right. I'm going to have to, you know, do some research and check her out.
Oh, she's
so,
the shit.
You know, I believe you. But you know what? Before we go any further, I want to play Apologies since you just shot your first video to this particular piece.
Can I say something about this track? It's really special because it was produced by a wonderfully talented producer and artist. He doesn't like to call himself an artist, but he is. And his name is Sir Euro. And we have a very good common friend, which is Dwayne Wiggins from Tony, Tony, Tony. And he had came to me. We know each other from the spoken word scene and the open mic scene. And he came to me and said, I want to do a track for you. I want to do a track for you. And I'm like, I'm on hiatus. I was really sick, and I didn't feel good, and I didn't want to do nothing. And he's like, just come over. Just come over. Bring something. And so I wrote Apologies that morning, went to his studio, told him what I heard, what I wanted, and because I really wanted this track to be guitar heavy. And he wrote it. We recorded it. Produced it in about 6 hours, bada bing, bada boom. Ta-da! Apologies. And there you got it. I love it. It's very special.
This is very special, and, you know, Epiphany just gave her great intro into her piece, Apologies.
Sometimes sorry isn't enough.
Apologies, and we cannot wait. I cannot wait, Epiphany, for this video to be ready and released.
I heard it like a thousand times today, child. replay. It's different.
So
when you have to sync it with exactly the way you recorded it, it's really different. Yeah. It's really different.
So when are we going to be able to experience this video?
I think it'll probably be ready next week. Probably in about 4 or 5 days. Probably very quick. Big up to Otis Bass in San Francisco, California here. And he's just wonderful. He's a wonderful cinematographer and director and so easy to work with. I took my son with me. He was great. He was great.
Well, I'm trying to visualize it. I'm not sure if I can visualize it. I did see the cute pictures, though. The black and white pictures.
Oh, the pictures
very
of me
cute.
In front of the white screen.
Very cute. So,
you.
If you don't mind, Epiphany, you know, because we have known each other, you know, for a long time. And, you know, you never know what I might ask somebody. But you're like, okay, be nice, Flavor. You know, if you wouldn't mind, like, speaking, what has the challenges been like, you know, being an artist and you know, wanting the respect, you know, honestly deserving the respect, too. I don't know if you even look at it that way, but what has the challenges been like, you know, just putting yourself out there as an artist?
Well, there's too many to name, but, you know, with me, I'm very accessible. I'm very accessible, and part of it is because I have the radio show. So I'm constantly out there. So people know how to contact me, you know, et cetera. And when you're accessible, people, you know, they'll text you at 2 o'clock in the morning. What's up? You know, you should play me. I'm the dopest poet in the world. You know, I'm not going to name names or anything, but I really have been approached like that. Why haven't you asked me to be on your show? You know, so I get very combative people that come at me. And honestly, the people that I have on my show, I make a wish list of people who I love, and it's not in any particular order. I just, you know, I make a list of all the artists that I love, and then I'll go, ooh, let me try to get them. You know, whatever. So by that standard, you know, that as a host, you know, people knew my phone number, my email, et cetera, et cetera. And I think... the other challenge is you work with a lot of very creative other individuals, and it doesn't always work out. It doesn't always work out. And, you know, it's very hard. I don't want to really go too much into it, but I think that the learning thing about these sort of situations is to always have a plan B, and I surround myself with a gang of creative individuals. And when I was doing The Alchemist, I had so many stumbling blocks that I honestly was at a point where I felt like it was just not going to happen, that I didn't know if I had it in my scope to get this album out, because there were people that at every turn, would if it had been up to them, it would have never happened. But I put so much of myself into this project that, and it initially didn't start as an album. It was supposed to be just an EP. I was going to put out, like, four or five tracks or something. And then it sort of, like, snowballed into, like, something bigger. And, you know, I had to reach into my bag of tricks and utilize a lot of people who I had at my fingertips, because I do own my own label, so I do have a lot of producers and graphic artists and photographers, you know, people that are very kind that I like love to work with. So my challenge has been, you know, also, you know, people taking hits at you, taking swings at you. You know, I think
okay.
I was called the other day. I was told that I was not a real poet. I was not a real poet because I'm not a revolutionary poet. And that I'm too soft. That I'm too soft. And, you know, this is what I have to say in response to that. There is something for everyone. Just like when you
yes.
turn on the TV, if you don't like that channel, you turn the channel. You don't have to listen
yes.
to my album. You don't have to buy it. If you like it, I'm grateful. If you don't, okay. That's okay, too.
Right.
It does not
right.
It does not bother me. It really does not hurt me. But, you know, I think there are situations, you know, I started getting hate mail last year, and I started getting some nasty little comments and things on YouTube, and I talked to my good friend Mark Marcel, and he's like, well, hell, welcome to my world. You know, just change your damn settings. You know, and people can't leave comments. And, you know, he's like, you know, haters are your free press agent. And I don't really like to use that word haters because it's so overused. So I don't refer
yes,
to people
right.
in that. It's very overused. But I have to say that what I do, I understand that it is not the traditional spoken word because I do have a lot invested into the music and the orchestration and the production, and that is because my first love is being a musician. So I'm not going to record nothing on my computer. I go into a studio. I work with producers who that's what they do for a living, and that's pretty much what I like to do, and really, you know, I mean, I'm a consumer, I'm an artist, but I'm a consumer too, and I buy stuff. Sometimes I like it. After I buy it, sometimes, you know, I'm a little disappointed, but
sure.
I would say, you know, if you like it, fine. If you don't, that's fine too, but I don't think there's any need to be hateful about it, and I think that it's...
Sure.
A nasty situation within the spoken word community when people take hits at other people, because there's something for everybody. You know, just
yes,
like
sir.
I'm not an erotic poet. I'm not erotic. But that doesn't mean
right.
I'm going to take swipes at other people for being erotic. I don't care what other people do. I care what I do. I care
right.
what I do. My pastor says, do not be concerned about what other people bring to the potluck. You'd be concerned with what you brought to the table. So that
sure.
that is the way I live my life. I'm concerned with what I bring. And if I were to bring anything other than what I do bring, it would be insincere and I would be a liar. And I'm not a liar. So if they like it, fine, cool. God bless you all. And if you don't, that's cool, too. But don't hit me up and take swipes at me and say I'm
sure.
fat and, you know, stuff like that, so, because that means nothing to me, you know. And every swipe that people took at me was never really truly about my work. It was always about a visual, about how I look, you know. And, you know, there are those who may or may not know I lost a lot of weight in the last, like, 8 months, or Toy told me it was 6 months, but I'm not really counting it. Like, let's just say since August, I lost a lot of weight.
Okay.
And, you know, and I did it very organically and healthy, and I've blogged about it. I've been very open about it because I want to tell people that if I can do it with my lazy ass, anybody can do it, because I was diagnosed with really bad hypertension and I didn't want to die. So I really, really encourage people to be healthy. So I wave my vegan flag high, you know. So that's pretty much all I have to say. You know, I think it's really shameful, the climate within the community of artists when they have to take swipes at each other based on how they look. I think that's stupid.
Sure.
Or if they don't sound like what they believe to be is the art form. If it's a little bit different, or, you know, I'm never going to stop having Lush Productions. I'm never going to stop singing on my pieces. What I do, I like what I do, you know. I like what I do. I really
right.
like it. So, you know, that's pretty much. So those are some of the challenges, you know. But on my day-to-day life, you know, I get up and put my clothes on in the morning, go and teach my children, come home, and then I tend to the business of Epiphany. And it's all cool. I have a really happy life. I have a really happy life. And I hope everybody else does too, you know, and not be concerned with silliness, you know.
Well, and I think that there, you know, I appreciate the fact that you said there's just like something for everybody. And just because mm-hmm. what you, you know, what you do may not be the cup of tea for somebody else. So you're right. It doesn't mean that necessarily, you know, it doesn't give you the right to necessarily bash somebody else and what they're doing. Just like kick rocks and keep moving until you find, you know, your cup of tea or whatever. But
right,
so can
and
I
mean,
spot,
I'm good
though.
Friends with some of the most famous aggressive poets in the game. You know,
right.
It doesn't get too much more aggressive than Queen Sheba
and Max
and Max Parsons from Tribal Rank. You know, and they have always said, "Don't change a thing." They don't want me to try to sound like them. You know,
right.
They want me
right.
to sound like me. And so,
right.
you know, that's all I need to know. And then I go about my business, and it's cool.
So now that you've been doing this for like 3 years, especially the radio shows, I mean, you've been around longer than that, but you've been doing the radio shows for 3 years.
Yes.
Okay, now, you know, not everybody has it, right?
What do you mean? To be on my show?
No, not that. Just, you know, I mean, I would imagine in this time that you have a sense of what can work. Even though it may not be your cup of tea, you can recognize what is quality.
If it's not my cup of tea, they won't be on my show.
Well, no, I understand. Okay.
Do you feel me? I only have people
right.
on my show who I love their work. You
right.
know, if I book somebody on my show, it's because I'm in love with their work. And that's
right.
I don't book people because they're a big name or a little name or a up-and-coming name. I book people because I'm a fan.
Right.
Because I'm a fan. And it's real simple. Some people, and nobody has ever told me no. Nobody. It may take me
right.
a while. It may take me a minute. I've got to go through some stuff. But I'm
mm-hmm.
always very happy that some of these people, I mean, I really don't even have to approach that many people about doing my show. They approach me.
Sure.
My show is booked until September. You know,
right.
and because it's a well-oiled machine, that Tiffany's house has a life of its own. You know,
yes,
it's like
does.
A...
Yeah,
entity. It's like its own little entity, you know.
Right.
And so I'm very happy about it. I'm happy that people like it, and artists feel very comfortable coming to my house, you know.
Right.
And you know, it's fun. It's a fun show, and I can't imagine not doing it. You know, it's a fun show.
It does kind of
like
just
not
get
open,
under
not
your
open mic show.
Right.
You know. So I've
there is something about doing the
that.
Shows. You know, because I never thought that I would do a show, you know, back in the days when Sun and Sankara had their show, you know, and they'd like, Flava, call in. And I'm like, no, I don't want to talk on the show, you know. And then Sankara sent me a message, and he's like, you know, Flava, you don't shut up now. There's something about doing it. It's almost like addicting, like Facebook or whatever. It's like there's something that's kind of exciting and fun and just, I don't know, it's a blessing in a sense to be able to have such amazing talents come on the air. So, you know, but I have respect for you because you've been so consistent, you know, and quality filled, you know, and fun and entertaining and all of that, you know, on your shows that, you know, I do have much respect, you know, for you in that aspect.
You know, I've
been
with some beautiful people on that show, really and truly.
Yeah.
I mean, and the truth be told, some of the people I know in real life, you know, and
mm-hmm.
I've known some of them since I was a child or through my connects or working in the industry and things like that. But for the most part, people are like, somebody said, oh, you have only your best friends on your show. No, I don't. Because a lot of those people that come through, I've never talked to until the day they call my show.
Right.
You know? So, really, you know, it's just, I love their work, and I want to spread sunshine about them. Yeah.
Well, and I think that it's a great opportunity for artists to connect with somebody like you and to be able to have, you know, themselves featured, even if it is, you know, kind of like an open mic type portion that you throw from time to time.
No, it really isn't.
Or whether
that's the thing. I don't really have an open mic show, so I take a lot of heat about that. I take a lot of heat.
Don't you from time to time open up the line?
Open mic show.
But don't you open up the lines from time to time where people can call in and spit a piece?
From time to time, but I will always put it in the show description, open mic to follow.
Okay.
It depends on the guest. If I have Rasan Patterson on my show, who is one of my favorite singers of all time, I'm not going to stop him in the middle of talking about his work so that people can call in and spit a piece. I'm not going to do it.
Sure. No, I know.
What?
Oh, I know when you have a feature, definitely not. Definitely
what?
Not.
So,
I have a feature
every week. I don't have any open mic shows. Every now and again, when I was recording my album, I would have a guest host do a show for me, and it might be an open mic show. But if I'm hosting it, I have a feature every week. So, I will always let people know. It depends on the artist. Some artists are more talkative than others.
Sure.
And I serve them first. I serve them first because coming to my show is like coming to my home, sitting at my kitchen table and having dinner. So I would be remiss to cut them off and take their plate away and go, oops, sorry, you can't have no more. Mm-hmm. So somebody wants to spit a piece.
Gotcha.
So it's not about me. It's about the artist that comes through.
So Spicy, did Epiphany just shut me up? Yeah, she shut me up pretty quick there, huh? No, don't even like insinuate it. Okay, my bad. I'll just take that all back. You never heard me say, open mic anything in regards to Epiphany. But
don't frequent that many other Blog Talk Radio shows, not because I don't like them or I don't support them, but because I'm busy. I'm performing teaching at my son's school. It's not because I don't love people, but I have stuff I gotta do, and it is far more important for me to perform and go out live than to be in front of my computer, I really love performing live, so I try to do it at least once a week. I go out at least once a week, and that's whether I'm featured or not. I'll go to an open mic, I just need to go and rehearse and practice and listen, which is something that poets don't do enough of. Go listen to other people, because you never know what you'll hear. Somebody is going to inspire you and touch you.
Spicy, I didn't throw you under the bus. I was thinking, Epiphany threw me under the bus. I was just like, having a new post on that, she'd shut me up. Spicy, I love you, Spicy. So anyway,
I know what track you're going to play next, Flava. You think I don't know.
Oh, well, let's see if you were going to guess.
I can guess.
You can guess? Do you want to guess? Ahead, guess.
I'll guess. You're going to play Say It.
Okay, well, no, but, we'll play Say
really?
It then.
You weren't going to play that?
I was gonna. I was gonna close out the show with that,
Never mind.
But
what?
That's okay. No, that's okay because we'll just. Yeah. Hey, I'll go with the flow because you are the alpha female today. I could be an alpha female, but you're a little bit more alpha than me. So with that said, I'm gonna play "Say It" by Epiphany Castro.
Momentary yet infinite yearning. Your aura dangles delicately from my wrist, like glistening.
By Epiphany Castro, my featured guest tonight. You know, Epiphany, I probably should have had you come on much sooner because, you know, I knew that this time would just, you know,
it flew
just
by,
go by so quickly. Can you believe
it?
That's
all right. I appreciate you having me.
Bye. You know, you definitely are welcome to come back, you know, on any of my shows in the future. And I'm really, really glad that Therese was able to set it up for you to come on the show. It was exciting for me to find out that you were also a member over there at the All Media Artists website. I've met some amazing talents over there, some absolutely amazing talents. So I love doing this show every Wednesday with the All Media Artists. I was so excited to see, you know, some of the old family in the chat room today. I know that they come and hang out and support your show and everything. So I appreciate being able to see them, you know, come to the show tonight because it's been a while since, you know, that I've been around any of them, even if it's just in the chat room. So to the olden day, what do I call it? You know, the family from back in the day when we all kind of started out on Blog Talk Radio. Wonderful to see all of you. And to those that came out to support Epiphany, she is definitely deserving. And to my All Media Artist family and others that came out tonight, thank you so very, very much for hanging out with us. So, Epiphany, tell us where you can find, you know, your CD and more about who you are and your music and your spoken word.
Well, you can go to epiphanyshouse.net, which is being rebuilt right now. I mean, it's up and running, but it's going to get a facelift. And you can go to cdbaby.com. You can get my current album, The Alchemist. You can get Soulflower, my first album there. You can get it at iTunes, Rhapsody, Amazon, BBC Music Online. The links are up at All Media Artists. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. Digitally, you can get the hard copy, of course, from CD Baby. And if you want, and people say this, can I get an autographed copy? Well, if you want a signed copy, you got to email me. So you can email me at epiphanycastro@gmail.com, and we'll work it out. And you can PayPal me, and I'll sign the copy and send it to you. And the hard copy is really beautiful. It's eco-friendly. I did a green project. It's all green. It's beautiful to hold in your hand. It's on all recycled paper. It's really, really, I'm very proud of that product. So that's where you can find it.
And stay tuned, because shortly we'll be able to experience her new video that she just shot today for her piece called Apologies.
And my reality show.
Okay, and, oh, we didn't even talk about the reality show.
I know, but that's you know what, that's another show. But I am going to start shooting this summer for this new reality show, and my record label, Shiva Dances Records, we're putting out a compilation album with a bunch of different people on it. And, oh, my goodness, I got a lot of irons in the fire. The reality show, the compilation album, I got a big party coming up this summer at the Air Lounge in Oakland, California, for The Alchemist, and it's going to be a good look.
All right. You're just such a busy woman, you know, but you sound good. Epiphany, you sound wonderful, you know, and that's really a good feeling, you know, for me to just hear you so strong and just so excited and just doing some absolutely amazing things, not only for yourself, you know, but for your family and for, you know, your family here on Blog Talk Radio and online. And I thank you, you know, from the bottom of my heart just for who you are. But I also thank you for taking time out, you know, today. I know it was a busy day for you, but for coming on the show tonight, because this was very, very much appreciated and very special for me, my friend.
Well, bless your heart for having me. I appreciate it more than you can ever know. I wish you much love. Thank you, Lady Flavor. You are dope. Thank you.
Am I dope? You are doper.
You are dope. Yeah. You are dope.
So tell people where they can find you on Sundays here on Blog Talk.
www.blogtalkradio.com/epiphanyshouse, where artists meet. And this Sunday, I have the listening party for Miss Lyrical Toy. She just dropped a new album called Growth, and it is on my very own label, Shiva Dances Records. So we're going to have a big old party on her.
Oh, that's special.
Sunday. Yeah.
All right. And that's noon Pacific Standard Time, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, you can find Epiphany at Epiphany's House every Sunday at noon Pacific Standard Time. Absolutely amazing talents to come through her house. And I'm going to close out today's show with a piece that just I think is just sweet and endearing to me. I'm going to play Mood Ring by Epiphany.
Thank you, baby.
All right, girl. Give me that good stuff. Give me that vibe that you gave me on Soul Flower, but balance it out.
You can lose.
Thank you for tuning in to the All Media Artist Features, where tonight my special guest and dear friend Epiphany Castro stopped by and shared some of her story, got to share some of her flavor, and just being able to, have that sisterhood right now. Very, very special time for me. We closed out the show with Epiphany's piece, which is called Mood Ring. You can find out more about Epiphany Castro all over the internet, but definitely go over to All Media Artists and check her out over there, and it will link you up to her other sites where you can find out more about, the lady as an artist and, be able to find out more about where you can pick up her CDs, maybe even be able to get a copy of her book. She is somebody worth paying attention to. Stop by Epiphany's house every Sunday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You will not regret spending time with her over there with the amazing talents that she has coming her way. I want to thank everybody who tuned in to Flava News Radio, helped spread the word about these amazing talents that we feature over here at Flava's house. Good night, God bless, and take care.